We're talking now about education. The education department says that the plans are still ongoing to start the school year on the 25th of January, which is when teachers are due back at school, and the 27th of January, which is when pupils are back at school. Cyril Ramaphosa, in his address to us last night, he didn't give me any confidence that he believes that schools are going to start on the 27th of January. Whether they start on the 27th of January or later than that, it is, given what happened last year and what is likely to continue happening for a significant part of this year, it's going to be a very, very tough year for education departments, for teachers, for administrators, for children, for parents. Mareka Bailey is a teacher who writes for the Daily Maverick and whose writings about this topic I always enjoy. She's on the line to us now. Mareka, good afternoon.
Hi.
You suggest that we should look at two things to make the education year in 2021 more manageable, easier to navigate: assessments and curriculum. Let's start with curriculum. What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting we take back control and we get brutal. We cut things out of the matric syllabus, which will have a knock-on effect. And we do that across all the subjects that are saying that the matric syllabus or any syllabus in any year is just too full. This will just create space to consolidate crucial skills and crucial knowledge that the majority of our learners and students need, not just the tiny, tiny minority who might go into specialized courses at university. And also, currently, the curriculum is just so full. Teachers have been saying it for years. And it just means that basically we're throwing information at students, especially our weakest schools, and hoping that something will stick. And it's really just a sightseeing tour. And there's very little consolidation happening unless a teacher is very strategic around it. And we know with the levels of education that we've seen, our reading scores, our math scores, comments from lecturers and academics and universities are saying that our students are coming in with basic skills lacking. So we've seen that trying to cover as much as possible is not working. Let's create space and consolidate the real basics, the reading, the writing, the maths, literacy, being able to interpret a graph, being able to convert from meters to millimeters. So that would be the first thing. And it would also just free up teachers' cognitive energies, you know, focusing on one section and how you can teach one section rather than five in a very short space of time is going to, in teachers who are high functioning, just going to bring out a lot more creativity in a pandemic year and how we do this. And also we need to create resources for a pandemic year where there might be another hard lockdown, we don't know, where children are not going to be at school already. I'm sure many schools are not going to have their children there every day. So time needs to go into resource creation so that those children have resources at home. That time is something we don't have with a full curriculum. So let's cut things that are not essential.
Okay, just give me a sense of what, because it's a long time since I've been part of the education system. Even as a parent, it's a long time since I've been part of the education system. So I've no real sense of what the curriculum entails these days. So give us a sense of what kinds of things you think could be cut from the curriculum to free up creative energy to focus on what is left, and at the same time not threaten further education for people who deal with that cut curriculum.
So I think it is subject specific, and I am a history teacher mainly, and I know, for example, in the state, history matric exams, I think there are, I haven't taught matric for a while, 2 years. There are about 6 topics, if that's right, but only 4 of them are absolutely essential, because the way that the exam is structured, you can choose 3 answers, either from 3 different topics or even from 2 topics, and they're 2 exams. So many high-functioning schools will just ignore 2 of those sections and focus on 4. Whereas a lot of your exposed schools will quickly go through all those topics. So in those subjects, and especially subjects like history or English, where it's really about the skills and the depth in which you're going to, and the discussions and the debates, there isn't a core. Well, I mean, obviously there are the basic facts that you expect to know when World War One started, when apartheid started, when it ended. But, you know, you don't even need history to go and take history in university. So if a subject isn't that compulsory, I'm sure that there are sections that can be cut. And whether you make it optional for schools to choose which sections they want to do in the exam, or whether you just say, cut this section, it's fine. There's value in every section. Obviously, in a subject like history, you'd want to maybe focus on Afrocentric or South African history, but currently there's a 50-50 split, and I'd say keep that. With maths, I know people get antsy when it comes to maths, saying, yes, but you need these skills in university and science. But, you know, when I was at school, our school decided not to teach waves, like light waves and sound waves, and I did science.
You just did surfing waves, did you?
I wish. And it hasn't crippled me not having covered waves. I have a lot of friends in the sciences. It didn't cripple them. We didn't do probability at school. We didn't do finance for maths or matric when I was at school. It didn't seem to cripple anyone, but it's been inserted into the maths curriculum. I'm not a maths specialist, and I'm sure this is highly contentious, but I do know some of my maths colleagues have said that maths lecturers have said to them that actually prefer that certain subtopics like maybe probability is not taught at school because it's taught so poorly. And the more basic maths concepts are not there. So when they move into the higher institutions, it has to be retaught anyway, or there's such a difficult push to try and get those basics right again. And we know there's high student dropout. So it's subject specific. And obviously, you know, you think, oh, but you need probability or you need stats if you're going to do stats. But how many of our students are actually really going to need stats, and how many of them are really going to be crippled by not taking it?
Are there any signs, Marijke, that your call is being discussed in the corridors where it matters, the corridors where people go back into offices and then make decisions?
I don't know. I'm not in those are not my networks.
So you haven't had a call from a deputy DG of basic education to say, Marijke, come and talk to us? No.
No.
Well, I hope they read it, and I hope they take note. Thanks very much for talking to us. Marijke Bailey, a teacher who writes for the Daily Maverick.